Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What you can't do is collapse. What you can't do is quit. Morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Avalanche 5, Penguins 4 in overtime. 4-goal lead with 4 minutes and change left in the second period. 4-goal lead. Poof. Just like that. And that wasn't the worst part. It's that you knew it. It's that you felt it from the moment Colorado scored the first goal. You knew this was going to either get blown or was going to be something where a goaltender just bailed you out. Well, goaltender bailouts haven't been all that common of late either. So there it went, just gone like that into the atmosphere. And that wasn't the worst part. No, the worst part came in overtime, less than a minute in, when Jonathan Drouin, yes, that Jonathan Drouin from 100 years ago, seemingly, burst up the right side against Chris Letang, who had him in every way, shape, and form. Sized up, he was in perfect position. Drouin decided that Letang looked like he was a little bit flat-footed. His words, not mine. He said that afterward to Denver reporters, and that he thought he'd take him wide. Well, you can't take Letang wide. You haven't been able to take Letang wide for 17 years in this league, except if he's caught flat-footed. Now, again, there's no reason for him to be flat-footed, but he was. And the reason that he was, if you read the body language, if you watch the play from multiple different angles, you will see unmistakably that 58 just slows down. Now, he has not slowed down due to age. He's not even capable of slowing down unless he elects to slow down. And that's what happened. That's what happened. I respect the person, the player, everything about Chris Letang. I was calling him the greatest defenseman in franchise history way before that was okay with everyone. My respect for him is through every figurative roof of which you can conceive. But that play was not okay. It was not okay for him to just in his motions and allow Drouin to get past him. At which point, Alex Nedeljkovic tried to come out and poke check him, which wasn't particularly slick on his part, and Drouin fires over him, and there it went. This isn't about an overtime goal. This isn't about deciding what was more important, blowing the 4-goal lead or giving up the fifth one. That's not what I'm doing here. What I'm pointing out here is that the quit is a lot bigger than this. And the quit doesn't seem to be getting a whole heck of a lot of attention. Now, I understand that's because a big percentage of this team's fan base has tuned out, and understandably so. But the quit is kind of a big deal. This team is now 3-9-2. In its past 14 games, a lot of those haven't been close to competitive. A lot of those have been laughers. And there's no circumstance in which that's okay. You can tell yourself, well, I don't care what they do, and this isn't some, you know, young team where we're looking for them to improve over the course of the final stretch or whatever. It's never, ever, ever okay in the hockey culture to quit, because then in this case specifically, you're either quitting on Sidney Crosby as your captain, or you're quitting on Mike Sullivan as your head coach. And that isn't something that just gets erased over the summer and everyone shows up in Cranberry again in September and says, don't worry about that. Doesn't mean anything. Sure, it does. It means you lost respect for one or the other or both somewhere along the way. I'll remind that Sid had 4 points yesterday, goal and 3 assists, playing out there on the same rink as his best buddy, Nate McKinnon. And he's flying around and he's got a +4 rating and he's doing everything that he can. He ends the game with an even rating and a loss, an egg all over his face. You're disrespecting your captain, or you're disrespecting your head coach, in which case Fenway Sports Group has a decision to make that it really doesn't want to make, because they love Sullivan. They love him. I say that on here all the time, but only because it's so very bleeping true. They love him. Also, and relevant, they have a little more than $15 million committed to him over the next 3 years, guaranteed. They'd be in no rush to be firing him. But they, too, have shown in their various sports enterprises that they don't like being embarrassed. They don't like being the bad guys in the fans' eyes. So you tell me, how do you square all that up with this assessment from Sullivan after the game in Denver yesterday?
Thought we competed hard. You know, that's one of the most explosive offenses in the league that we played against. We knew they were going to push back. We competed hard all night.
No, they did not compete hard. They've got 12 games left in which to do that. I'm not holding my breath any more than I'll bet you are. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Carmen, who says, DK, what are the chances that Sidney Crosby retires after next season and trains for the 2026 Olympics as his last hurrah? I don't even like thinking about stuff like that. That's my big hesitation there. I do believe that Sid is going to relish his experience in Italy. I do believe that Sid values the opportunity to play with a lot of the younger Canadian guys who've come along, not just the obvious that I referenced in the opening segment, Nate McKinnon, since he was out there with him yesterday. Those two are legit tight. Also, Connor McDavid. That's been something that's been broached up in the Canadian media and fandom forever. The idea of having Sid McDavid on the same team, maybe on the same line, depending on how you'd put it together. Imagine a line of Sid between McDavid and McKinnon. Oh my God. You know, think about that. I don't know that it would click. I don't know that you would see either McDavid or McKinnon being the grinder types, although McKinnon's got a lot of that in his blood. McDavid, he has some, not quite that much. But yeah, wow. But do I see Sid retiring after next season? No. Here's why. And I'm going to say this is going to sound negative, and it's not. He doesn't really do anything else. Okay. He lives, eats, sleeps, breathes, and dreams hockey. He's been that way his whole life. Yes, he has other interests. No, he doesn't share them in public. I'm aware of some of them. And it's something that would fill an invigorating off season, the stuff that he likes to do, but he's all hockey and he's going to play hockey until he can't at his acceptable level. You know, he's not the NHL's leading scorer anymore. He's not in the top 10. He's not in the top 20. But he still performs at what a lot of people would say is a high level, independent of his age, but it's elite within his age. What I think's immensely more likely is that he'll have a talk this offseason with Kyle Dubas, with Fenway Sports Group, find out what the direction is of the team. Are they just going to surround him with a bunch of, you know, garbage players and try to kill time until draft picks come along? That's not going to happen. I'm just throwing it out there anyway. Or are they going to try to make sure that the team is, you know, not this? Because this, on a near daily basis right now, is embarrassing. I've used that word a few times already in today's show because that's what this is. That's what this should be for everybody involved, including, never leave him out of this, the GM who built this supporting cast that's incapable of holding a 4-goal lead that your captain gets you almost by himself. That's trash GMing. That's what that is. In addition to lousy coaching, lousy internal leadership, lousy everything. Don't forget that part of it. But no, I don't see that as being where Sid would wind up, or last hurrah, I believe is how you put it. I don't see that happening. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. It's amazing to me that you're still doing that at this point. We'll have another show tomorrow regardless.